welcome to the closing segment of Rosie on the House. We certainly appreciate y'all being tuned in today as we had a lot of good fun broadcasting from the Francisco Grande Resort. And we're exactly tied 50-50 from all the people in the room. 50% of the people pronounce it Casa Grande, and 50% pronounce it Casa Grande. So
I think the only real thing you get in trouble for is Casa Grande, or Casa Grande. Yeah, that's the one they don't like, Casa Grande.
It never got me any points calling it Jyla Bend either.
We're trying to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We want to get it right, but when it's 50-50, I guess you just do your best.
Ooh, Romy, when did we go on there in Tucson?
04.
I'll never forget the heck I caught from someone from Tucson when I said something about a Tucsonian. There's no I, it's a Tucsonan.
Oh.
And it was a long letter, a long letter about there's no such thing as a Tucsonian. It's a Tucson.
Well, and then I think it was 7 in Sedona, no problems there. 9 was Prescott, and it's Prescott or Prescott, and it's Prescott like a biscuit. But then I had an old-timer say, no, I've been here since the 60s. That's a new trend. It's Prescott.
Hard to keep up.
Well, just keep trying to be a best friend in other ways, then we'll do our best.
Phoenix is Phoenician. What about the rest of the towns in Maricopa? Or Mason's? Or Gilbertson's?
I don't think we're going to try that hard.
Are Buckeyes Buckeyes?
They're our friends. Our friends in...
Gila Benders.
Whitmanites. I got that one right.
Whitmanites.
I think the safe way is just our friends in Casa Grande or our friends in Tucson. We'll stay on the safe side. One of the things that we
Ahonians?
Do...
Ahonians?
Oh, Aho. Is that, yeah.
Rio Ricoes?
You've got a guest here this morning, Jenner. We're taking you on a lot of bunny trails here.
We're just going to talk about, real quick, our staycation, how much fun we have with it. We mentioned it to everybody in the room, and most of them have signed up, but not everybody.
Okay.
And then we asked if anybody had ever won, and we came up with Rose, who won in 2013, and we were just going to ask her if she had a...
Seriously?
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
We've been doing that long?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Actually, it was 14.
Pulled up her pictures, and they were marked with a date. So, Rose, where did you get to go?
Flagstaff.
And where did you stay in Flagstaff?
I don't even remember. It's the hotel with a big horse in the front. It has a big pony statue.
Was it right in the heart of Flagstaff?
It was a little bit east.
Okay, I'm going to look that up. Okay. Flagstaff Hotel with a horse.
Yeah, it was very nice.
So you're notified that you've won a Rosie on the House staycation. How did that notification come?
I got a phone call.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then your wheels start turning. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I can go anywhere in Arizona I want to go. How did you dial in on Flagstaff?
It was the middle of the summer, and I wanted to do it in the summer, so I wanted to go somewhere cool.
Okay.
I didn't want to spend a lot of time driving.
Okay.
I wanted to drive a short distance, get there, and explore the area itself. So it's Flagstaff was a no-brainer.
Okay. You're given notice that you've won, mm-hmm. and you get to contact Sanderson Ford and pick up whatever car they have out on the demo lot. Which car did you – you took the F-150, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
With a King Cab.
King Cab. Yep. And I think you even – picked the Platinum Edition, didn't you?
It was loaded.
I remember that.
Who did you take with you, Rose?
I took my two daughters.
I think I remember you talking about just sitting in some nice chairs and just enjoying the time together.
It was wonderful. It was a good, and they are adults, so it was, well, they were in, still single, so it was a really good time to connect with them, pull them out of their busy lifestyle.
It's really hard to take a break when you're in your own environment and to say, I'm going to step out just yes. a couple hours away. It's easier to go to Chicago or D.C. or something and try to see all the sights. And in your home, you just think, well, I should probably stay home and work on my house.
Exactly.
I never think like that.
I know you don't. I'm trying to encourage him.
It's good to stay home every weekend. I never think like that, ever. It's always a good time to get in the truck and go somewhere. Pull the horses and let's go riding somewhere. So you picked the F-150. Big cab, plenty of room.
Lots of room.
Plenty
yes.
of comfort.
Yes, lots of comfort.
Jennifer, was Jennifer giving you gas cards back then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
and we arranged for your Best Western.
Mm-hmm. And we just got a text. Pony Soldiers and Flagstaff.
Pony Soldiers.
We found it online, but we got our text to straighten us out. Thank you.
Right. Okay, very good. And when you're up there, what do you do? What are y'all doing?
We went hiking. We went and did the chairlift at Snowball.
Nice.
Way up high. Tried to do some forest roads, but they were closed due to the fire. But it was just, it was great.
Well,
we had a good time.
Have we ever said, can you win it again? Can you win a second staycation?
I don't know about a second staycation.
Do we put it like a limitation on there?
I think you can't win anything within a year of it.
So. Have you been putting your name back in since you were
out?
Okay. All right. Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, Rose, we appreciate you coming up and sharing your staycation story with us. When people go, we very often will get little Shutterfly picture books and long letters and stories. And I can remember sending you. I can remember one of the very first winners ever was a veteran who had just returned from the Afghan War and had just gotten married, and they used it as their honeymoon, and they went up to Heber Overgaard area, and then the family that took another vacation in the F-150 up to the Flagstaff area, and they wrote back, and the daughter was writing, and she was like 9 or 10 years old, and she says, this is the first vacation I can ever remember my family taking.
Wow.
Excellent. We love doing that, and that's how we work to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Folks, we're signing off right now, but don't get scared. We'll be back next Saturday morning. I promise.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.